This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. A Brazilian airliner says one of its passenger planes with 61 people aboard has crashed into a gated residential community in Brazil's Sao Paulo state Friday, killing all who were aboard. The airline earlier had reported that 62 people were aboard the flight that crashed in Venado, about 80 kilometers northwest of Sao Paulo, but later updated the number to 61. The company regrets to inform that all 61 people on board flight 2283 died at the site, Vopas said in a statement. At this time, Vopas is prioritizing provision of unrestricted assistance to the victims' families and effectively collaborating with authorities to determine the causes of the accident. Russia has declared an emergency in its Kursk region after a surprise Ukrainian attack. AP correspondent Nyan Kim reports.
The Russian military is sending reinforcements to the western border town 4 days after the surprise Ukrainian operation, which appears to be Kyiv's biggest attack on Russian soil since the war began. Emergency shelters have been set up, with food, diapers and other supplies being sent to Kursk. Meanwhile, Ukrainian emergency services are cleaning up a shopping mall which was hit by a Russian missile in the middle of the day. At least 12 people were killed. It's the second major strike on the town of Kostyantynivka in the eastern Donetsk region in almost a year. I'm Nayan Kim.
Israeli troops have launched a new assault into the southern Gaza city of Khan Yunis, triggering another exodus of Palestinians. The military says they're targeting Hamas fighters who they claim still operate there despite repeated offensives, and believe Hamas's newly appointed top leader, Yahya Sinwar, could be hiding there. Mediators have renewed their push for Israel and Hamas to reach a ceasefire deal. Israel said it would attend August 15th talks called by the mediators. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Iran is accelerating cyber activity that appears to be meant to influence the United States presidential election, Microsoft says. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
An intelligence report from Microsoft says Iranian groups have recently created fake news sites, impersonated activists, and targeted a presidential campaign official with an email phishing attack. A state government worker's computer was compromised. Microsoft warns that Iran's laying the groundwork to stoke political division and try to sway American voters this fall, a charge denied by Iranian UN representatives. Meanwhile, the U.S. government says Russia continues to pose the greatest threat for election disinformation, and China's influence is being monitored as well. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Two men from the northern English city of Leeds were sentenced to prison terms on Friday after pleading guilty to racially motivated offenses at or between recent anti-immigration protests in the city.
You have been committed for sentence, having pleaded guilty to an offense of publishing written material, which is threatening, abusive or insulting, intending thereby to stir up racial hatred.
Almost 600 people have been arrested so far for involvement in or online encouragement of attacks on Muslim, immigration and other sites, as well as police since last month. Data released by the Justice Ministry showed that more than 150 of those charged have already appeared in court. Dozens have already been jailed, with cases fast-tracked through the justice system. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro took tensions with social media platform X and its owner Elon Musk to new heights on Thursday, banning the platform in the country for 10 days amid furor over a disputed presidential election. Ryan Chang from Reuters reports.
This comes after the country's electoral authority proclaimed Maduro winner of the July 28th presidential election, although it has yet to produce tallies proving he'd won what they say was 51% of the vote. He earlier criticized platform owner Elon Musk on state TV.
Elon Musk is the owner of X and has violated all the rules of the social network Twitter itself, today known as X. He has violated the rules by inciting hatred, fascism, civil war, death, confrontation of Venezuelans, and has violated all Venezuelan laws.
Maduro blames the owner of X for being the driving force behind post-election protests and dissent. Both of them have offered and accepted challenges to fight each other.
Ryan Chang from Reuters. The United Nations Refugee Agency says flood conditions in Sudan are hindering the delivery of aid to areas where many are already facing starvation and famine. In a statement, the agency said at least 11,000 people, many of them already displaced, have been affected by the heavy rains and flooding. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.